Hello and welcome to Health Talk Radio Africa. We thank you again for joining us and giving us the gift of your company in this part two of our series on stress. In the first part of our program, we talked about how children are affected by stress from the global lockdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. In this second part of our program, we focus on the effects of stress on adults and how to cope. We all have read the media reports on levels of stress in the population, which have even led to violence. We are privileged to welcome back Dr. Josephine Kinya to our studio. Dr. Josephine is a counseling and organizational psychologist, an addiction therapist, and a certified mediator. She's the lead psychologist at Living Dreams Polycenter and also the director at Living Dreams Counseling Limited. She has led and coordinated the debriefing and counseling of survivors of the terrorist attack in 2018 at Riverside Drive, Nairobi, and also the Hell's Gate victims through AMREF. She's a highly sought after guest speaker at different media houses such as Ebru TV, KTN, NTV, and Meru FM Radio. Welcome back, Dr. Josephine, and welcome back, listeners. Okay, welcome to our studio, Dr. Josephine. We are really privileged to have you. What is really coming out strongly from our listeners is what practical tips can you offer them to cope with stress? For example, we've talked about children, the constant noise, and then what is really bothering many of the adults is the endless hours. The days become so long. Some parents are forced to work from home, but if the newspapers and the statistics are anything to go by, 90% are not very productive. So you find people saying, oh, I've got so many endless hours, I've got nothing to do with those hours. And then you have this feeling of helplessness. People are used to being busy, meeting deadlines, and now you have this constant nagging feeling that you need to do something as an adult. And you walk around the house feeling you're supposed to be doing something, but then you realize, oh God, I've got nothing to do. So I know I've asked a lot, how do we cope with all these horrible feelings? Let's start again. Where do we start as adults?
Thank you, Daktari. You know, it is very, very important for us, for parents to start learning how to live a day at a time.
Okay.
2021, live it. Let's live today.
Let's live today.
Today and maybe next week. Okay?
How do you do that?
It is appreciating. Let's appreciate life, first of all. There's so much we can thank God for. Okay? Even life, even the fact that I woke up and I'm able to walk, you know, let's celebrate the goodness of the moment. Okay? Let us focus on today. What can I do today? Because we don't know about tomorrow. Remember, yesterday we were hoping that in this country we are going to have the lockdown
lifted.
But it was extended for more 21 days.
Yes.
So let's live a day at a time. How am I going to spend today? Okay? I want the best out of today, now that I'm here. I want the best for my children. By the way, this is even the moment to reflect. How have I been living in this world? How has been my family? Why is my family is in terms of functionality? Can I take advantage of this moment to work on my, the family?
Mm.
Make sure that we are at a better place. We are communicating. We are giving our children the best environment. What is it I can do? Now, remember before the pandemic or before the lockdown, we were used to routines, just like the children.
Yes,
the and that routines. Is what the brain has been used to for years, not months, not days.
So routines again.
Routines again. So it is very, very important for us to be able to manage these long hours so that they don't look long hours. By the way, the day can look very short. Number one, let us schedule our work.
So have a routine, a schedule.
Remember, we have talked about the children. Even the time that I'm with the children, it's supposed to be scheduled. Otherwise, we stand in a very bad place where you find you're waking up at 10 or even 12. A few hours before I came in here, a cousin of mine called me at midday. And she told me they're having breakfast.
At noon.
You see, that's very unhealthy. Very unhealthy. So let's, even Sundays, let us, because now you can't even tell when is Monday, when is Tuesday.
Yes.
You cannot be very careful. So schedules are very, very important. What am I doing today? And I always advise, from even HR point of view, human resource management point of view, let's know tomorrow what am I doing. Let us not wake up in the morning to look for what to do.
Okay.
Let me wake up in the morning. I know the first thing in the morning I'm doing, of course, we all have our small ritual.
Yeah, routines in the morning, yes.
Yeah, it is preparing the breakfast. Some of us have even relieved the house helps. So that we can be more busy. And remember also, this is a time to really save, So let us have schedules. Before I go to bed the previous night, I know what I'm doing the following day. I'm going shopping. Let it be scheduled.
Okay. So you must have a list. Make a list is what you're saying. Of what to do for the day and for the week.
Okay, they call it a to-do list.
A to-do list.
Yeah. And tick. Oh, I was supposed to buy grocery. I've done that. Tick. I was supposed to go and check on a friend. It is ticked. Make lunch. Be with the children, learn with the children, play with him. And you see the day become very short.
Yes.
And when you just leave it open, you realize that the people who are working from home, you start becoming very unproductive and very ineffective.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there's nothing that is driving me. Now, the advantage of schedules and routines during the day, in the evening, I feel very accomplished. Very accomplished.
Okay.
I feel like I've done something.
I like that feeling. That I've done something, yeah. I'm productive.
I've been in the house, I am productive.
And is that what the brain is looking for?
Oh, yes. And that is a feel-good thing. The endorphins.
Yes.
They are all over. You hear somebody is whistling in the evening and singing because I can feel, even the nap should be scheduled.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
So it is very, very important. Then we should also normalize our feelings.
Okay.
It is very normal nowadays to just wake up and I'm feeling very low.
Okay.
Right? Because we cannot be able to do things I was doing before.
Yes.
Remember, there's also a lot of uncertainty involved. That's why we say we live in the moment.
Yes.
Today, let's live today.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Plan for tomorrow.
Exactly.
But live today.
Thank you.
Make a schedule.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. Make a to-do list.
Yes.
Keep checking it out.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, once you feel that you've accomplished that, the stress goes down.
Very important. Exercise is very important. And for people who are clearly working from home. Like,
yes.
We are in communication with my boss from home. I am attending meetings. Let's wake up in the morning and just dress up. Dress up, do our makeup, do the things we used to do, and just sit at that corner.
Doctor, you're saying I wake up and wear my suit?
Yes.
Are you joking?
I am very serious. Remember, we are preparing the brain to this new.
Okay.
But when I'm having a Zoom meeting in my pajamas, I mean, that's the way I'm feeling. Remember, how we look influences how we feel.
So look decent.
Let's look decent for that
meeting. Even if you're at home.
Yeah. Even if there's no Zoom meeting. Even as you make that phone call. And I'm advising also people to have some corners where I know this is my working space.
Okay.
You know, it can be in the bedroom, it can be in the sitting room, it can be at the balcony, it can be anywhere.
Yes.
It can be outside. But when I'm there, my mind is set that I'm working.
Okay? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and you know, there is no supervision. Some of us, most of us are used to, I'm working here, my boss is in the other office.
Yes.
So there's even that fear, I'm working out of fear. Now there's no boss, nothing. No supervision.
It's up to you to work.
Yeah. So minimizing distractions is also very important. Like if you're working on this from the sitting room, then we can have the TV off.
Yes.
Because once in a while you see the news coming and your mind is there.
Even you turn your head.
The gadget can be off. If it is working hours, let's have our phones
off.
Let's avoid calls from upcountry and how is Nairobi? How is everyone doing?
So help the mind focus.
Yeah, exactly.
No TV. Phone is on silent. Close the door where the kids cannot come and bother you or anyone knock on your door.
Yeah.
There's a nice sign saying, mom is working, dad is working,
exactly.
Or do not disturb.
Yeah. Very, very good.
Oh, wow.
Let's make sure also we keep in touch with our friends and family. It's very important. Sometimes, you know, during this lockdown, you find that someone has not left the house for a whole week.
Yes.
They have been with the children. There's a tendency of running out of energy and feeling like, you know, feeling overwhelmed.
Yes.
And that brings, of course, build up of emotions.
Yes.
Remember, we are social beings.
Yes.
So what happens? We are not healthy for these kids. We start projecting. Shouting at our kids, not listening to them.
Yes.
Because I feel I can't take anymore.
Yes.
So let's keep in touch. We have so many ways that we can, and let it be scheduled also.
So you also schedule that phone call. Today I am going to call
and so. I'll call Mary, I'll call this.
Wow.
You can even do, we have so many video call.
Platforms.
It's really fun.
Yes.
Like seeing a friend you've not seen for 2 months.
Yes.
And you are seeing each other after every other day for coffee and everything.
Yes.
So it is very, very important to keep in touch.
Okay.
Because that is how we are created.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So we are saying we schedule, we keep in touch. You know, let's call our friends. Let's video call and all that. The other thing is, whatever is not done in that to-do list, let it be put across so that it can be carried forward.
You carry it forward to the next day.
Maybe you wanted to do ABCD.
Yes.
Then the number last was not done. If it is a market, wake up in the morning and just do it or schedule it somewhere.
That won't create more stress.
No.
The stuff that is not done will not be create more stress.
Mm-hmm. No.
It will not.
It actually keeps you on your toes, and it makes you feel like you are objective, and you are a goal. You are achieving your goals.
Yes.
So therefore, the brain will be looking forward to something tomorrow.
Okay.
There could be anything.
Yes.
The other thing is for parents, let's also watch out how we eat, our diet. What are we eating? Are we eating anything at home? Remember, there's a possibility of overeating right now.
Oh, I'm a nutritionist, and when you start talking about diet, I keep talking, talking, talking. But it's good to know that psychologists like yourself recognizes diet as very important.
Very, very
so,
important.
So please say, rather than me interrupt you, you're saying we need to eat.
Let's
well,
eat healthy. Let's eat healthy. There's also the possibility of having parents not eating the whole day. You eat, you hear my cousin was calling me, they're having breakfast at midday. You know, that's very unhealthy.
Yes.
There's also, like in the urban settings, you find a lot of online ordering.
Yes,
and
yes.
Whatever we order is junk.
Yes.
Okay? So instead of ordering a pizza, for example, or a burger, why can't we be in the kitchen and just make that stew? That
cook healthy at home.
Exactly. The children are also learning. They love it when we do it
together
with them, you know?
Yes.
Why can't we explore recipes?
Yes.
Let's bake today. Let's bake our bread. We are not buying bread.
Yes.
Let's try this food that we eat wherever, you know.
Yes, yes.
Remember, this is also going to be part of our routine for the
yes,
day. You know?
Yes.
So it is very, very important to make sure that we watch our diet at this time.
Yes.
We will have people coming out with different conditions. Remember also, when we don't eat, there are also issues, and you are a dietitian.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Better than myself. There will be. We want to avoid, to minimize the damage that is left behind by this pandemic.
Okay.
Then also we have opportunity. Remember, we are looking for what to do. Helping really makes human beings feel very good.
Yes.
Helping. You can help in any way. Even if you sit down with your phone and you say, I'm writing a positive message to just encourage. And you just share it and forward and forward. Guys, we can make it. It is together we can overcome.
Mm.
Something just positive. It can be going to the children's homes with our little food that maybe we share whatever we have. It could be visiting maybe the older people, you know. Nowadays, even if you go there, you just leave the food there, no interaction, and you go back. It gives us a very, very good feeling, you know. So we'll kind of be able to live a normal life in an abnormal situation. Okay? Yeah? Because why? I am living in this day.
You're living today.
I am not living tomorrow. Don't ask me about tomorrow, what to, because no one knows. That is one of the most difficult questions that even the experts have not been able to answer.
And that's what's causing us stress.
You know? Yeah.
Mm.
No one knows when COVID is going to come to an end. We don't know. So let's live in the moment. Let's normalize our feelings. It is normal to feel, just wake up and feel, oh my God.
Another day.
My bills.
Yes, my bills. You know? Another day.
You know? And in that positivity, we are able to be more productive. We are able to think, to even try new ideas. We are able to actualize our ideas. We are able to be better parents at home.
Yes,
know?
Yeah.
Because we are feeling good. So when we accomplish whatever we planned, then we can be able to be better people.
Wow. Doctor, let's talk a little bit about domestic violence. Since there's so much stress in the homes, and you've seen the newspaper stories, are so many. There's so much domestic violence, husbands beating wives beating children, or parents beating children beating each other. Can you just say something about how we can handle domestic violence?
Thank you, Daktari. You know, the challenge we have during this time,
yes,
is that we have quite a number of families who are very dysfunctional.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And the COVID-19 has come, you know, and lockdowns as a result has come and found families that are very dysfunctional. Okay?
The family was dysfunctional before the COVID. And now,
yes.
And now during the lockdown,
being dysfunctional continues inside the home,
made it even worse.
It has made it worse.
Yeah.
So that is why we are seeing a lot of cases. Because now, like when say for example, parents were not getting along, you find one, the people, they will leave the house, go to work, go to the bar and win, come back at night, whatever time they want.
Yeah.
Right now, we have the restrictions and they cannot be able to leave the house. They are forced by circumstances to hang around the house. So there's a lot of, many couples are running out of patience. The tolerance levels are going down because we can't tolerate each other. So my advice would be, let's couples try and resolve whatever issues, because this is not, I can attest to you, like we said earlier, we don't know when this thing is going to end.
Yes.
So let's couples try to resolve their issues, and if it's necessary, let them see a professional. Let them go for counseling. Let them go for therapy, you know, so that they can be healthy. Let them try to resolve their issues so that they can be even healthy for their children. The reason we are seeing even the deaths, you know, if you go to some of these social medias, you'll find videos of couples fighting each other.
It's yes.
Because there's buildup of emotions. And now there's now the lockdown effects.
And there's no release of
there's
those
no release.
Of those negative emotions.
Thank you. Remember, we also have a lot of financial constraints.
Yes, yes.
And
money problems.
Losing jobs. Business are closed.
Yes.
So you can imagine such a parent at home. And they can't stand each other with the spouse. So what is happening? Small things
will trigger.
Like food has no enough salt. You know? And somebody is starting blows on the other one, you know, and that is why you find others. You know, they have been having these issues, but you find there have been many ways of coping. Like you leave and go to, like the women will go to the chamas, meet the girlfriends,
yes.
And when you come back home, you are feeling better.
Yeah.
Right now, what is happening? All these emotions are build up,
and you've got no one to talk to.
And that's why you see it is becoming very easy to just take a knife and just finish the other person. So let's try and resolve our issues. Let's also, I wish we had the time, Dr. Ali, to talk about building the connection again between the couples so that the communication can be possible. People can start communicating positively. And that also impacts on the children positively. When they see mom and daddy are talking to each other, you know, we are talking about the circumstances we are in as a family. We are not having one part. People are eating in the same family. They are eating in sheets. Yeah? Mm. You find that maybe the mother is eating with the children. Then later the father will come to eat because they can't stand each other. So let's couples try to resolve their parents try to resolve the issues. You know, the two of them, you know. Let them make the best of this moment. At the same time, let parents also create what we call, be very, very keen on self-care. Let's take care as much as we are managing, trying to manage the family and our relationships. Let us also take care of ourselves. The me time is very important. Even for the families that are really, you know, feeling good about each other, they are happy with each other. Because of staying in together for long hours, there are feelings of suffocation. That's a topic for another day. Suffocation when you come to relationships, and you just really want to go, or just you just wishing, I wish he could just leave for a few minutes. You know why? Because we want that break. Naturally, we need to have the me time. So if you feel like going to the bedroom and spending an hour alone, or just walking around the compound alone, it's very healthy. So that we can have
a healthy relationship with our spouse.
Exactly, exactly. And remember, we also carry different personalities. We have the extroverts and the introverts.
Yes.
And I can tell you, the extroverts are suffering more than the introverts. The introverts are celebrating.
Why?
Because they...
You know, I'm sitting here and listening to you, and I say, I want to tell you, put a big sign that says, Mommy needs a break every day. I want you to write that so I can take it to my husband and say, you see, the doctor said we should have me time.
Yeah.
1 hour for you,
yeah.
1 hour for me.
Yeah.
And that is healthy.
Exactly.
For a relationship.
Exactly. But it can also be each one of us is responsibility.
Yes.
If I feel that way,
yeah.
I know that feeling very uncomfortable. You can't even describe how you're feeling, but
yes.
You just want to get away.
Yes.
Just take a walk. Take a walk. Mm. Go take a shower.
Okay.
A long, nice shower, warm shower.
Yes.
And you come out feeling more energized.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Now, remember earlier on we talked about the parents being present.
Yes. For the children.
For the children.
Yes.
And we are now keeping ourselves indoors.
Yes.
What is happening? What is happening in there? Dependency. We are depending on each other so much in terms of emotionally. And there's a time reaches where we feel suffocated, like I said, you know. So you find that, like I saw the other day in the newspaper or in the social media, where we have children being abused.
You know? Child abuse, yes.
There's a lot of incest, Daktari. We have caregivers abusing children sexually, emotional abuse, and all that. It's a whole topic.
For the sake of our listeners, you've really touched a nerve. And I'm sure there's someone out there who's saying, oh God, what do I do now? So what would you tell that person?
Number one is let the parents take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I said self-care.
Self-care.
Self-care. Being emotionally present for each other.
Mm-hmm.
For each other.
Yes.
For even ourselves.
Yes.
You know, let me have those moments where I just listen to myself. I'm self-aware. How am I feeling?
Yes.
You know, I'm able to appreciate how I'm feeling so that I can be able to take care of myself.
Yes.
Let's also, at this moment, everybody is having their own bit of it. Okay. So let it be our own personal responsibility to take care of ourselves and our happiness. Because we are sitting in this house, the two of us, and the other person is waiting for me to take care of their happiness.
That's not going to happen.
You know? So I make sure that I take responsibility.
Yes.
And then I can be a healthy partner to the other person.
Yes.
Instead of burdening the other person and taking the other person through unnecessary guilt trips. You know?
So I have to understand this. I myself, I am responsible for my own happiness.
Thank you.
I cannot expect my partner to make me happy.
Thank you, yes.
Okay, he can make me sad, but ultimately it's the individual who is responsible for their happiness.
Exactly.
Wow. Exactly. Wow. Wow.
Now, in conclusion, Dr. Lee, you know, abuse, because we are touching on, you know, domestic violence. Abuse is a cycle.
It is, yes.
It is a cycle. It is very hard to detangle from this cycle. So please, even as before we kill each other, before spouses kill each other, partners kill each other. When I feel it is too much, even with this lockdown down, you can still go somewhere to just move away from the violence. When we feel that it is getting too much, because if somebody is coming home and beating, you have a beating tonight, tomorrow it is
the same,
another day, and he's saying in between, I'm going to kill you. Please let us take care. Let's be very keen on those signs, and we just take off. With or without COVID, we can still go somewhere. Just escape.
So you're saying the signs are always there?
They are always there.
They're always there. They're when always someone there. Is threatening, I'll kill you, I'll kill you. Don't wait to exactly. find out.
Exactly.
Just run as fast as you can.
Exactly.
And run anywhere.
For safety.
For safety.
Exactly. Mm. And let's not be embarrassed. What would other people say? Let's just move. You know? Mm. Before we started reading on the, you know, on social media, somebody was killed, somebody was battered, somebody was burnt.
Mm.
We can always save our lives from this domestic violence cycle. Okay? So it is very, very important to take responsibility. Very, very important. Remember, we have children in these environments where we are fighting, where we are throwing insults to each other. It is very, very important to realize that our children, even if they are quiet, they are not talking about it, they need a safe environment to grow.
For the sake of the children, just run.
Exactly, exactly. Run so that you can be healthier. Run. Most important, to save your life.
We need a whole session on this, Doctor. If you don't mind, I'll promise the listeners
anytime.
That I'll call you and we'll talk about this. But so, Doctor, what is the take-home message to help us adults to make sure that we are mentally fit during this extended lockdown?
Number one, because we started with the children, the welfare of our children during this lockdown.
Yes.
Let us create
mm-hmm.
conducive environments for our children at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let home be secure for mm-hmm. these children. Remember, they are spending the whole 24 hours in this home. They are not going anywhere. The other day, the government announced children should not even go to play with each other, which is really no more common sense. You know,
mm.
we don't know where the other children are. So these children are just playing in the balconies and just in the house. Okay. So let us create positive environment for our children by trying to be as healthy as possible as parents. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, let's create schedules for our children as or as a family. Remember, for most of us, we are working from home. We are saying we should have a to-do list.
Yes.
Every day, to-do list. And whatever is not done should be taken to them. Let's also watch, what are we eating? Because there will be a lot of cooking, trying recipes and stuff like that.
Mm.
What are we eating? Are we eating enough? Are we overeating or are we under-eating? Because we want to really minimize the consequences or the negative effects of this COVID-19.
Mm.
Okay, so it is very, very important to be on the know. To be, let us not make it even a routine to keep on. We can be having temptations of ordering foods from outside, and whatever we bring in is junk.
Yes,
and we are now feeding our children on this
junk.
Up to when we don't know, you know. So we may also have issues with physical health,
yeah,
as far as diet is concerned.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
The other thing is self-care, and we talked about that, remember? Mm. Self-care, taking care of each other and not of ourselves and not expecting the other person to take care of us.
Yes.
Okay? Mm. Then the other thing we talked about is also appreciating or validating or normalizing our feelings. It is normal to feel how we are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to project. When I'm feeling bad, I'm projecting to my children. No.
Yes.
Let's just accept this is a normal, the new normal, and this is we don't know where. Living a day at a time is also another point. Very important. Let's forget about tomorrow and next week.
Okay.
You know.
Mm.
And let's also, there's another narrative that is really being spoken about. When things normalize. When things normalize, when this COVID is over, you know, when this thing is, we don't know.
We don't know, we don't know.
Exactly. So let's make, and I said earlier that this is, when you ask, when is this thing coming to an end?
Mm.
That question, even the experts don't have the answers.
We don't, we don't know.
So, you know, so let us live in the moment. Exercising, very, very important also, because then we have the feel good, activating the feel good hormones, and we are feeling good, which is very, very important.
And it reduces the stress.
Thank yes, you. Very good. You know, the endorphins also, because they reduce the stress, and they also as they bring the feel good feelings.
Which we need. We need that good feel. We need that.
And they bring down cortisol. They bring down
the stress hormone.
The stress hormone.
Okay. Cortisol,
and we feel more happier.
Yes.
And yeah, we are more healthy.
Yeah.
People at home or even as we work.
Wow.
Then lastly, we talked about scheduling and having the routine.
Yes.
You know, very, very important.
Yeah.
And when we do all these things, of course, we are going to come out even stronger.
Yes.
Where COVID found us.
Yes. Yeah. Wow, listeners, how quickly the time goes. If you agree with me, I have learned so much during this session with Dr. Josephine Kinya. You heard it today, listeners. In order to stay mentally fit, plan for tomorrow, plan for the week, but live for today. Today is all we have. Make most of the day by having a schedule, and with the children, talk with them, keep them busy. I truly, truly thank you for joining me in this one of a kind of how to make ourselves mentally fit during this COVID lockdown. And also, I'm sure what we have talked about, you can use even well after the COVID. Listeners, I thank you for joining us, and remember, please eat healthy so you can live healthy. Thank you, and we will bring Dr. Josephine another day. Thank you, Doctor, for coming. We hope that you will agree to another invitation at Health Talk Radio Africa.
Anytime, Dr. Ali, it was my pleasure.
Okay. Bye for now, listeners. Bye-bye. At Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you have enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.